Welcome back to Not My Bag. I'm Joe.
I'm Lisa.
I'm George.
And I'm Dad.
And he's Dad. And this is the last ever episode of season one.
Woo!
Come on, everyone, a bit more excitement. I know it's mid-morning. Yeah, we made it.
We hit 100K.
We hit 100K. Woo! And this is a special one. This is a roast. Not just a Sunday dinner, is it, Mum? We are ripping each other to shreds.
I'm nervous.
We're going to have family arguments. We're going to need some counselling and some therapy, aren't we, everyone?
And
can we start now?
Well, someone's gagging to go. So let's start with you, Dad. Why don't you kick us off? And Dad can't write on his phone because he's too blind, so he's written it on paper.
No, his fingers are too big.
As you
do. Sausage fingers. I don't want to know about it, Mum.
Right. You ready?
It's all about...
Go on, kick us off. Round one is Terry.
It's taken me ages to do these.
It's all about the punchline.
Right, it's all about delivery, Terry.
I'm already going to laugh and he hasn't said anything.
Right, Joe, you're the only person I know who spends an hour in the shower at 10 o'clock at night and then spends another hour in the morning at 8 o'clock when you get up.
Right.
What smells that bad?
What do you mean? I just like being clean.
What are you washing for an hour at night and an hour in the morning?
I just like being clean. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but they're clean and they're super clean.
Right. No, there's also, when you take your phone in, he probably actually spends only 10 minutes in the shower and the other however long, it's like a concert for you, isn't it? He sticks his phone down and he dances.
I put the live versions of concerts on. I don't see the problem with being clean. I'd rather that than be a soapy bit.
We need to get a CCTV camera in there. Oh no, that's wrong.
Yeah, that's a bit weird, Dad. Yeah.
Right, come in.
Next one.
Sorry.
I love how he's got a piece of paper.
Joe, you bring everyone so much joy when you leave the room. Is that one?
That is such a shit money.
That was Kev. Is that it?
No, my final one.
Oh, for me?
Joe, I'm not sure if you go through underpants or boyfriends the quickest.
Oh, shit.
No, I don't feel as bad about my ones for Dad.
Oh. And you sometimes wear three underpants a day.
George,
I'd shut up if I were you.
Go on.
All right, got it, George.
George.
Yeah.
George, you're so tight. The last time you bought a round, I had hair.
That's so funny. That is really funny.
It's quite apt.
That's quite funny.
And I've got another one.
Oh.
George has had so many cars, when he comes out of Tesco, he walks about for an hour scratching his head.
That is true.
Yeah, so you don't know what car I'm going home in.
Mug.
That's not a bad thing.
That's my two for you.
What about Mum?
Mum?
Yeah. Mum.
Oh, God.
Great. By the way, the Mum roasting Dad and Dad roasting Mum could end in tears.
Yeah.
Like.
30 years here, guys.
No, I'm not going to roast Mum. Listen, I love what you've done to your hair today. I love the way it comes out your nostrils.
You've been on the internet, haven't you? Yeah, you have, because everything you're coming out with, I bloody saw yesterday. You cheat! He's cheated.
You just said you saw it on the internet, so you cheated as well.
No, I just had some on some.
Oh, is that why you trimmed them then today?
What?
Is that why you trimmed them today?
I cannot believe I haven't got my plaits all out. Oh. You, honestly, so last night, you must have spent 5 minutes, right, looking all these up. Took me an hour and a half.
Lise.
Come on, let him go. Let him cook. Let him cook.
Yeah. Lise, you're the best friend, lover and shoplifter I've ever known.
Shoplifter? What is he on about?
And as well, they says never no food in the fridge, but bleach, cleaning products, everything, we're loaded, aren't we?
Yeah, wine.
Yeah, wine.
Food.
Have you ever need a lot?
This woman is so brave. Wine. Wine.
And you're the only person I know who eats salad 6 nights a week. So you can have 5 bottles of wine a weekend.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's true.
We love a balanced diet.
It really is true.
Oh, I just don't eat.
So that's me finished.
Well, that was a nice
you've looked on the internet. You're a bloody cheat.
So Mum.
For inspiration, not taking the full
quote. You could have had inspiration.
You told me one of Joe's yesterday, and it was literally a carbon copy of the internet, and you added Joe's name into it.
No, I didn't. I added more adverbs and nouns.
This woman doesn't even know what an adverb is.
And adjectives in there.
George,
I'm nervous, guys. I'm feeling the pressure. Right.
Did you actually think of that joy one? I don't think you did. You've never said joy in your life.
No, I did. Pleasure, it was supposed to be, but I put joy.
Right. Imagine Mum holding you for 9 months, only for then all these years later, people saying you look like Alan Carr.
I love Alan Carr.
So do I, actually.
That went a dig. That's a compliment.
Try again, George. Come on.
It's not the fucking response I wanted, is it?
Come on.
You're meant to be on my side.
Sorry, okay.
It would be awesome to live with you, but waking up to the nuggets of shit in the toilet just isn't what I want to see when I have my morning piss.
Oh, God.
I have buoyant feces.
Oh!
Do you know who helped me with that one?
That is a sign of a healthy gut. Did Kane help you with
your
that?
Your boyfriend helped you with that. With
is
me,
that is that the sign of a healthy
that's
gut?
Disgusting.
Oh, I don't know, Mum, to be honest. But as long as there's not blood in there, then everything's great.
Blood in your pool.
Disgusting. When your hairline said, I'm just going to leave it in the past, it really meant it.
Do you Googled that one?
I didn't actually.
You little shit.
I didn't.
I don't think these are that bad. But it's very hard.
Well, I'm glad I didn't go first.
Yeah, he's going to roast us.
Joe, the only thing more fucked than your toenails is your back doors after Kane's finished with you.
Oh, that was absolutely low blow.
That is low. Disgusting.
That's yes, not like it.
Yes, I have bad toenails. I was an avid runner between the ages of 16 to 18 and they fell off.
Well, back the back your back doors.
Only because you didn't have a car.
Moving on to Mum.
Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah.
It's very weird coming downstairs every morning. Instead of a hello from you, I get a what the fuck do you want for dinner and the dog's pissed her bed again. Strange man saying good morning, I guess.
Yeah, that's true though, and it's real life in our house.
Yeah.
Yep. I thought that was all right.
That was good, yeah.
I fucking hate you.
No, it was a commentary. It's giving commentary. That's what it's giving.
Come on. It's not too bad, George.
No, it's good. It's good. You're doing well. Leave you're doing well, alone. George. You're doing well. You're doing well.
Mum, I'm surprised you've got such a good memory considering you've been pissed half your life.
It's true.
It's true. This woman can remember what she done in 1984 on the 3rd of December.
I can't remember what I've done with the bleach or whatever.
I call her lobotomised Lisa.
Oh.
But to be fair, I only done two for you because you're my mum. I didn't want to be that mean.
Yeah, I was the same.
Yeah, two's enough. In case you're really bad.
Right, come on.
Right, I got three for Dad.
Okay. Oh.
Dad, I'd love to be you for a day. Then I'd forget what my cock looks like.
Stupid boy.
Stupid boy.
What a knob. What a knob.
The funniest thing about you is that you say you're semi-retired just so you've got the excuse of doing fuck all.
You know that.
It's true.
You know that. You know that.
You know that.
I love waking up and seeing the sunrise, then I just realise it's Dad's head reflecting the light.
That is shit.
I think I'm...
I am not used to this.
No, you did well.
I don't like being mean to people.
We noticed. We did notice.
You did well. You did well.
I think we need time out on the roast.
Yeah, same. Roses are red, violets are blue. Trim your balls and your date will thank us too. Thank you, Manscaped, for sponsoring today's episode.
Valentine's Day is knocking and Manscaped is what the Love Doctor ordered.
Woohoo!
His prescription?
The all-new Performance Package 5.0 Ultra.
Designed to elevate your grooming game and make you the heartthrob that you are. George, you're actually going to really need this, aren't you? Because I've just posted TikTok where George admitted to using my beard trimmer for his pubes.
No, he never.
Yes, he did.
Oh. I just grab what I can find.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm grateful for Manscaped.
Yeah, well.
But at least I do try and groom.
At least your Valentine's is going to be very, very happy with that landing strip or whatever you're doing down there.
Well, yours won't when you've got pubes all over your face.
I was going to say, that's what's all down the toilet. Is that what you was doing then?
Can we not?
Oh. Yeah, how are you doing that? Have you got like one leg up on the shelf?
This is not a conversation we're having.
This electric trimmer features skin-safe technology, guarding your V-Day treasure against any grooming mishaps.
Ooh.
It also comes with their brightest LED spotlight yet.
So you can trim your pubes in the dark?
Well, I mean, if you want to.
Or in the mine.
Or in the mine.
Oh, it's also waterproof too, making shower shaves a breeze. So I don't have
to. So that's why you're so long in the shower.
You might have to do it in the toilet. You can do it in the shower.
Exactly.
You give me hairy feet when you keep doing it by the toilet. You keep missing.
Oh.
I'm just going to start using a different bathroom, I think.
Yeah.
And for the bearded kings, there's a Beard Hedger Pro Kit.
Like you.
Looking at you, Joe. Okay. I was actually trying to be nice.
I wasn't.
He's got a little bit of bum fluff.
Yeah. Goatee. It sculpts your cheek lines and makes you a bit more defined, you know, as a bearded king that I am.
Okay, just rub it in, Joe. It's fine.
It's the perfect tool for a polished, date-ready look.
Ooh.
You've got one too.
We said time out on the roast. Join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer.
Go to manscaped.com to snag 20% off and free shipping with the code...
Not my bag.
That's not my bag with two G's. NOTMYBAGG. For 20% off and free shipping. Not my bag. What is it, mum?
20% off and free shipping.
With the code?
Not my bag.
Terry?
Not my bag.
There we go.
Me? Not my... Thank you, Manscaped, for sponsoring today's video. Let's get back into it.
Thank you, Manscaped.
We'll carry on roasting each
Thank
other.
Thank you. Right, well, I think I'll go next because I don't want to be the last one.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, no, not in a bad way.
This is why I don't do roasts because, like...
Okay, how, okay. After.
I'll start with mum. I'll ease in with mum, okay?
This is scary, by the way.
Okay, ready?
I'm actually kind of pissed.
I'm not even going to look at you.
You chew so loudly, you make a can of Pringles sound like an episode of Trigger Point.
True.
I love that your favourite animal is a giraffe because you have an uncanny resemblance. Liver spots and you also can't see your own pussy. And she does love a giraffe, doesn't she?
It's fucking horrible.
You don't. Mum, I fear we're going to need to get you recycled and not cremated. It would be a shame to waste the kilograms of plastic floating about in those tits.
True.
And if there's one thing you know better than Barry Manilow's Copacabana lyrics, it's alcohol poisoning. I thought that was quite nice for Mum.
Yeah,
I thought that was nice, no?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, Dad.
Oh, no.
Check his search history. Only joking. You've achieved a lot so late in life and you should be really proud. The first ever non-verbal cast member of Gogglebox is really special.
Get the clippings out. I'm in all that.
Right, this one I'm going to try not to interrupt with my coughing, but Dad, you are so bald you can see what's on your mind. You are so bald. You are so bald. Pussies don't quiver because they want you. They want to be you. You are so bald. Willy Wonka would suck that shit like a gobstopper. You are so bald. Sally Morgan wants you to be the co-host of her next tour as the Crystal Ball. You are so bald. You take a shower and get brainwashed. You are so bold.
These your ones as well.
You are so bold. Rumour has it you are one of the pearls in Princess Diana's necklace. You are so bold. When you wear a turtleneck, you look like a busted condom. You are so bold. You are so bold. You could draw a line down the middle of your head and it would look like my ass. I'm done. Stop. Sorry. I'm done.
Yours was shit compared to that, George.
Mine was shit compared to that.
Right, George.
Oh, no.
Or should I say Danny Aaron's hemorrhoid?
Oh, here we go.
Mum's had more surgical procedures than you've got GCSEs.
That's probably true. Probably
you avoid.
That's probably true.
You avoided Casey J in that locked-in house harder than Mum's avoided Dry January. I've noticed from your Instagram stories that you aren't familiar with the difference between you're and you are. So I'm going to break it down for you.
Oh no.
Your trim is dead and you are a
That's so funny. Oh. That is so funny.
That was me done. Was that all right?
That was so funny. The thing is, it doesn't take you long to think of this stuff.
Yeah,
it
just comes.
I actually did that overnight. Sorry for the dad ones. I just thought once I started going, I was like, you are so bald.
Mine are not that bad, actually.
Okay. I feel a bit sick from laughing.
Hold on, I feel like everyone's being really kind to each other.
Well, like, we've all got to live with each other.
I know.
Right. Joe, I'm not saying you're a commitment foe, but my phone battery lasts longer than your relationships. See, he's copied that from me.
No, all in delivery, right? You could have just left it. You could have just left it. The joke that was funny. You didn't have to. It wasn't the same joke either. That was quite funny. You. Yeah, 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 yeah.
That was funny.
Right. Thank you.
We all know you're worried about your receding hairline, and let's be honest, it's so far back archaeologists are struggling to find it.
That is Google to a T.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Since when has my hairline been that bad?
Well, it's receding, isn't it?
Vote in the comments. Or not.
Yeah.
Or not.
Right, that's all I did for you, because I can't be horrible to my children.
That's all right.
Oh, were you saving it for me then?
Yeah, no, I was joking.
Someone missed the trick of, you are so gay.
No, right. Because I just...
No.
Touchy subject.
Yeah, you can't say that, right.
Ally. Hashtag ally.
There we go.
You shouldn't feel bad when you struggle for ideas for the content and for guests on the pod, etc., because a lot of people have absolutely no talent as well.
I don't like that mean so to my kids.
Not mum going to me, I don't want to be mean to my kids and George. No talent.
I was like, oh, it's just funny, isn't it?
That is so rude.
Right. Right, hold on, I've got to make sure I've got dad's on it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
She just said one. She just said you've got no talent for it.
No.
Oh, fucking right. Hell.
You took so long to lose your virginity. You're so tight with money. You never make your bed. You leave skidders in your toilet. But just want to say, don't be ashamed of who you are, because that's mine and dad's job.
Fucking hell! What the fuck? You've sat here going, I'm not
mum going, I can't be mean to my kids.
I have no talent. They're ashamed of me.
No, but you know this is a joke, right?
You should have said it then.
Oh, don't.
Oh, that's funny.
Joking. No, it's fine. It's a joke.
Fine,
it's a roast.
Me. We're joking.
Right, Terry.
Oh, coming in.
Oh, God.
Be gentle.
It's no secret we've had our ups and downs, especially in the last year. I don't hate you, but if you were drowning, I'd give you a high five.
And that's 30 years of happy marriage, everyone.
Yeah, also, acting like a cock most of the time won't make yours grow any bigger.
What a bitch! Oh my God! Mum really got the assignment.
When I look at you, I wish I could meet you again for the very first time and walk fucking right past.
Now I really like Joe's giraffe.
Oh my God!
Yeah, you asked me to bring it and
to
I brought
be
it.
Fair, she ended that on a high. Or a low. Claps for mum.
Well, that was savage.
Yeah, it's just very hard with Joe, because I just thought Joe was going to be really mean. So I thought, if I could start first with you.
I was really nice to you, to be fair.
Yeah, liver spots, and I'm an alcoholic. And
liver spots, you can't see your pussy. I didn't say anything that wasn't true.
You can't see me none, actually.
Not very well.
So all the mid stands were in the bathroom.
Oh, so do you like mine then? I thought mine were the best.
Yours were really good, to be fair.
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah. I think out of both sides, I think we might have topped that, to be honest.
I thought dads were funny.
Dads were funny.
Mine,
yeah.
On the other hand.
No, they were good. Do you know what? You're kind at heart. I think you struggle to be like me.
Creative.
Whereas to me, it just...
Fuck off!
It's a joke.
The roast has ended. The roast has ended.
Okay. Creative.
So you look so scared when I said about losing your virginity. You went, oh, looks at Joe. I wasn't going to throw you under the bus or anything.
There's nothing to throw me under the bus about, Mum.
I know, but I'm just saying, because I know you don't
know. I had like, do you know what? I was writing down like how to start a joke, but then I couldn't like finish it. Do you know what I mean?
I watched the roast yesterday that you did with Grace, and that was savage. I don't know how you thought of all them things.
No, that was cancelable.
No, but I feel like when you're friends with someone and then you do a roast, like when it's when it's family, it's a lot harder.
You don't want to be that savage.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you'll be walking about home going, fucking, what did
you
say?
No, you know you'd knock next to people bottles of wine tonight and cry if dad said something really mean.
He's not going to be there, so I'll do that anyway.
We also had some friends send us some roast for today. So we've got the first one from GK Barry, which we're going to play now.
I'm petrified. I feel like she's got...
Right.
She won't be able to...
Shall I play it out loud?
Play it to mine.
Okay, right. I'm nervous, I can't lie. She's the funniest person I know.
Hi, boys. Sorry.
It's 1 minute 51. Already petrified?
Put it up to the mic.
So, first of all, Joe, my lover, in every sense of that word. Do you know what? I admire your efficiency, your organisation. You know, as soon as the seasons change, you spring clean. As soon as it gets a little bit warmer, you ditch your ex-boyfriend and get a new one. Keep it rolling. And I love it.
Okay.
George, I'm scared for mine.
You claim to be the Kris Jenner
of
the Bags family, and I completely agree, and I respect how much you work.
Oh, no.
Because no one else would have secured that top spot as Gogglebox's most hated family if it wasn't for you. There's only one thing worse than Joe's TikToks, and that is his custom-made suits. I'm going to move on to you.
Okay.
Hobbies you have, you know, vaping, gym, loving cars, fingering your girlfriend across the globe on flights. It is just, I love it. I love the grind. One thing I will say is I really admire that you waited to lose your virginity till you're 20 odd years old. You know, you waited for that right person. You wanted it to be romantic. And that is why you lost your virginity in Ibiza to a girl you'd met for the first time.
Oh no.
I love it. Romance is not dead. Lastly, locked in. I absolutely loved watching the 3 minutes of airtime that you got. And I also love the LGBTQIA plus community. And that's why I'm so happy that you felt so comfortable to publicly rim Danny Aarons' asshole and basically stick a finger up there too. So publicly, in front of millions. Ally.
Fucking hell.
Love you guys.
Oh, she's so funny.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I wasn't expecting that.
Wow.
What a hole.
Wow.
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 There's a bit of a theme tune going on, haven't there?
Much to think about.
Much to ponder on.
Much to think about. might need to lay down after that.
Not the suit thing.
That was so funny.
So Grace didn't give it to us, no?
No, just me and Jules.
Oh, that's nice of her.
Yeah. You just ply it with wine every
good
time you round.
She loves it.
Fucking hell. That was so funny. The suit one sent me over the edge.
There were some things there that shouldn't have been said from her.
That's what roast is, though.
That's what roast is. Uncovering the myths. Have you got one from Josh and Moyo?
Yes. So your boy Moyo and Josh Ryan have sent me some.
Look at the face that is.
I'm scared. Oh, wait, she sent you a video?
Yeah.
Oh, lover.
right. They're not very long. They're like 7 seconds a thingy. Anyway, this is Moyo's.
George, why do you keep hiding your girlfriend from all of your boys? Don't be insecure that we're going to take her from you.
Fucking, he's just on smoke today. I was really nice before I spoke to him as well. Right, and we've got one from Josh.
If you want to see George Bags and his girlfriend's sex tape, www.dwarfporn.com.
You fucking idiot. No way. No. That was fucking outrageous. Why are you laughing, Mum?
Oh, that was funny.
Because they're better than ours.
Yeah, that was funny.
Well, this is. We also have some more roasts from friends, which will be now.
Hello, my name's Max Belegde, and this is my roast of Joe and George Bags, who I love dearly. Not many people realise this, but Joe and George's last name isn't Bags, it's Bagzolini, which is number one, really stupid. And number two, Italian, which is crazy because George in Italian stands for Gobby Little Jack Russell and Joe in Italian stands for cum dump. Wild. Now you might be like, Max, you can't call Joe a cum dump on his own podcast, but I can because Joe Bags is such a slut that if you get close to his ear, you're at risk of getting hearing aids. That's awful, isn't it? Oh my God. Yeah, we're all friends here. It's okay. No, seriously, I once shouted at Joe and I was really confused because I heard my own voice echoed back at me. But then I took a second, looked around and I realised that was inside Joe's gaping hole. Oh my God. Whereas George, on the other hand, has slept with so many person. That's the joke. Yeah, it's only the one, really. And if you have working eyes or you're just active on social media, then you'll see that George has recently been ramming it down everybody's throat. I mean, showing everybody that he works out all the time, which is weird because, again, Italian for working out all the time is using steroids heavily. Both apply. This is wild. But bless George, he's got his bulging muscles, he's 4 feet tall, 5 feet wide, and at risk of being kicked out of the UK for being mistaken for an XL bully. Lock him up, I say. You've got people protesting in the streets for you, George. How do you feel? That must feel great. That's all that I came up with, but much love to you both, and I hope that neither of you die soon, because that would be really upsetting to me. but actually the content would be great. I could post videos of myself crying. Joking. Love you.
So now that's over.
Thank God.
And we've all had a grilling. We thought we'd just have some family chat regarding the podcast and its season. Does everyone want to go along and say their favourite highlights and moments?
Terry?
Oh.
Well, I've only been
poor here. Poor bloke hasn't watched it.
Yeah.
I've only been here a couple of times because I have to ferry you about when you're drunk.
Oh, the roast stopped 10 minutes ago.
The roast stopped.
Any favourite highlights of yours, Mum?
Love doing the, I was about to say the roast.
Love
I'm just trying to think. You've called me off guard. I wish you'd prepped me for all this.
Sorry.
I love the ones I do with Grace because we always have such a laugh.
Yeah.
Millie and Chloe's one I loved as well. Yeah.
Any episodes that you've watched at home of George and I that you enjoyed?
Oh, God. I love them all. Oh, Ryland's one.
You like Ryland's
one? Was a favourite.
Yeah.
And also Mel C.
Yeah.
But no, Ryland's, I just really laugh from start to finish with that.
Yeah, no.
I was so ashamed of George not knowing about the Spice Girls. It really made me laugh.
He's a funny fucker, isn't he? Oh, Ryland. Who would you like to see next season?
Alan Carr.
Alan Carr.
I told you. And okay. Gok Wan.
Okay, fine.
They're my dream
guests. Lisa's for the gays.
What about Tom Jones, Lise?
I don't think he'd make it. I don't think Tom would.
If
the lift ain't working, he ain't making it up them stairs.
Well, I'm not being funny.
Him off.
I think I'd wear him out. I think
he's got more liver spots than you, so you could get him on.
That's really the roast stopped 10 minutes ago.
Dad's got new material coming left, right, and centre.
Oh, yeah, Jason Momoa, obviously.
Oh, right, realistically.
Yeah, really. No, like Alan Carr, Gok Wan. I'd like Amanda Holden, actually. I think
we'd have
such a laugh.
I love Amanda Holden.
Me and Mandy,
like this. We did an event for Amanda's Lipsy collection, and I didn't know that Amanda would kind of like recognise, you know, like myself, because I'd obviously worked with her just once. She runs over, she's like, Mum, to
I
you.
I know.
I thought it was so nice of her. She's so lovely.
She is. She's lovely. I'd like to get her.
And you do look
on.
Like a mum, to be fair.
I know. I don't like, she said about us. Apparently
I'm joking.
We look alike.
I'm obviously joking.
No, she said, oh, we look
alike. No, you'd look similar.
Yeah, but I wish I looked like her, but
you
I don't.
Do.
But
you
no,
do.
She's lovely. I wouldn't mind getting her on.
Right. There is. Joe has got all three of us.
Well, then who would you like?
No, sorry. Yeah, carry on, please.
Rosie probably cut off this hair anyway.
No.
See, I don't like being. You should prep me.
No, it's not what podcast is. Sometimes it's off the cuff.
Off the cuff. Come on then. You.
George?
Who have we had on? I love doing the pods with like people like Max.
Mm-hmm.
I think the pods with friends is always. It's just like a chat for like an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the Emily and Cam pod because we found out a lot about them, which obviously
I don't even think made the cut.
Yeah, and I don't think Cam realised that it was being outed. We've had so many good guests though, really, haven't we? Like even going back, I know we've said it in previous pods, like the Gemma Collins pod,
yeah,
Fever Dream, the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to get Jeremy Clarkson on.
I want to get...
Jeremy Clarkson, I love.
I want to get like Richard.
And he can sit there like that.
I want to get... Because he's so tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, you prick. Sorry.
But we stopped the roast.
Roast ended 10 minutes ago.
The roast never ends in this family.
Do you know who I really want to get on? Future guests that I'd love to get on. Peter Crouch.
And Abby Clancy.
And Abby. Abby Clancy.
Abby, yeah. Pod.
Peter Crouch is massive as well.
Yeah, I know. Well,
George and Peter Crouch in a photo would be the funniest thing I've ever seen.
He's
in my
like
life.
6'7", isn't he?
Is he?
But no, we've, I don't know, the whole, it's been over a year now.
Guys, this has been the longest season one of anything in the history
started,
of the world. We started this like 3 years ago.
No, we
started this in 19 BC.
15 months ago.
We have been rolling cameras for 12 million years.
Stop.
Prior to this podcast, George said, we're both in new like relationships. Can we not speak about these relationships, right? So he said, don't speak about mine, I won't speak about yours. I was like, yeah, fair, 100% fine. Like, I also wanted to say to you, I didn't really want to speak about Kane, whatever. This is very fresh. We get on the podcast, sit down. Within 2 minutes, George is like, so who'd you go to Barcelona with? Who'd you do this with? Who were you with the other night? He did it like three times.
No, and
four
then,
times.
And then.
Then. I feel the anger bubbling.
No, I said to you about your jumper, didn't I?
And
I put a nail in the coffin.
Right, and so it was like... Digs, digs, digs. And you know when sometimes it just needs the cherry on top to send you, the straw that broke the camel's back. The straw that broke the camel's back was George that went, is that your nan's cardigan? Oh, I fucking lost it. I stood up.
He literally stood up like we
left
like this recording.
Yeah, and then guess what happened? You've walked out, you phoned me. George is phoning me from in here. So I had both of you phoning me at the same.
Anyway.
He's a little bastard.
Anyway, then I said... We can't
this was
do this.
This
right?
was a Monday, by the way. A pod goes out every Tuesday. Yeah. We needed a podcast.
So I said, look, I need some time to de-stress. Anyone that's had a sibling argument knows that you can't just walk back into
it's
the room.
It's giving pick me. Pick me. Anyway,
you want the roast to carry on?
I just want to say that.
So then George did like a solo ep
with Tom Garrett, yeah. And it was actually a really good, funny ep.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So everything works out.
Sure, yeah. Bang views. So it's, yeah. But yeah, no, I'm really happy that you did that solo ep.
Maybe we're not comfortable talking about this.
Yeah, I know, but you know who got it for 3 days after was me.
Yeah.
But look, there's some underlying problems going on.
Siblings argue, and then we all made up, and we're comfortable enough to talk about it now, obviously.
Don't bear grudges.
Yeah, and we don't, but yeah, that was just a bit of behind the scenes tea from this season. Not every week's got to go swimmingly, is it?
Of course.
Yeah.
And there's been certain episodes of you where it's not, you know what I mean? Like always, it's always ups and downs, like, you know.
What?
And drunks and highs and.
Oh, shut. Will you stop it?
No. I really rate Mum for still having a drink on this pod because I drive to the set now a lot, so I don't really drink much anymore.
I've got water in here. She says she yawning.
We got so excited by filming it every week that we just get fucking spangled.
Yeah, we did.
Like, absolutely.
I will go back through Not My Bang, go to the first, I'd say six, and at least four of them episodes, I can't remember.
We were just, because yeah, I think it was like nerves of...
It was obviously...
When you're speaking to like a celebrity and you're, you know, scared about how you're going to come across and the interviewing capabilities, like it was so fresh for us that we just got really drunk. Like that episode with Grace, that first episode we did, which was amazing viewing. I think there was an hour and a half cut out of it.
Yeah. That's one of the most cuts we've ever had.
We were going for like 2.5 hours. Absolutely. Like we went through a litre and a half of Ciroc vodka. Between three of us.
Yeah, it was a 3 litre bottle when we got to halfway.
That's ridiculous. You were sick on that on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, bad.
I know. Let's not talk about that. But yeah, so there's some... Have we got any other like behind the scenes of the podcast over the past year of things that have happened?
Obviously, we've had a few guests.
No, you've had a few guests that have not turned up
Not turned up?
Well, people at the last minute cancelled, like at the last minute and things, haven't you?
There was a certain person, I think we've spoken about this before anyway, that came on and was completely not how we thought they were. And they actually didn't want to put the podcast episode out because they were so vulgar. And then we ended up having to put it out and it was the weirdest episode ever.
It was so jumpy.
Which was a really weird one.
But this is what I mean. You can never know. We have it, didn't we? We've had guests in before and we're like, will it do that well? And we've come out of the pod and been like, that was unreal. You also have guests in and you're like, we've had a couple of Love Islanders and on the show, they're this person you think that's great. Mm. I think you know what I'm talking about. And then they come in and all of a sudden it's very media trained, very like...
Oh my God. Answers. Yeah, yeah. Also...
But you just don't expect
the hard
it.
Thing about the Love Island thing is that you watch them and you get to know them day in, day out, see all of that of their lives. And then when they come out, they're very different. And I'm like, but I got to know you as what I thought was you.
But season one has been unreal. We've built it from the ground up, really. We've got over 100,000 subs now. We're waiting on our silver plaque. But season two, we're cooking something.
Would you like to come in for some more in season two?
Yeah, Mum can drive me.
No, I'll just get a driver.
Who would your dream guest be?
I know one for you.
If we did like a Father's Day special for you.
I'd like a footballer on here.
Right.
Ian Wright.
He'd be a good one.
Ian Wright.
I love Ian Wright.
Chelsea.
Goalkeeper.
We watched him at Crystal Palace before he came to Arsenal.
So goalkeeper?
We've watched
Joe, he thinks he's a Chelsea guy.
Do you know what we'll do then that episode? Me and you will host that and he can bugger off and we'll have Ian Wright on. You can have a day off.
Go on, take a day off.
His face.
I would like to be involved.
You can sit over there then.
Oh, look at her.
You could do the filming.
Right, okay. I'll shake your hand on that as long as you do it sober.
No.
she'd be all over him, right?
Yeah, yeah. Any other guests that you'd like to see, Dad?
I think with you, it'd just be like footballers and stuff, really, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sure he wouldn't turn down like Nicole Scherzinger or anything.
Yeah. She'd be all right.
Look, he wouldn't know what to say. He'd cheat himself. He would be like that. Oh.
No, do you know what I'd be sick if we could get like James May or Richard Hammond or someone like that?
I know,
that,
we love a bit of Top fun. Gear. Would you talk about cars with them?
Yeah, because they're funny, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
They're all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're funny, yeah. They're all right, yeah.
Do you know who I think would be a really funny match to have Dad and Casey J's Joel on?
Very different eras of Dad.
So different, like the eras of Dad.
He looks so young. We thought
Dad, he looks like
her brother.
I thought he was her brother and he's her dad.
He's like 35 or something and he's had 5 kids. But
if I talk to people like that and I'll tell them things, they go, I don't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a bit weird.
He's like the entertainer down the pub every Friday night because they'll go look at him and go, oh my God, the stories that he tells.
I bet you've got some stories, haven't you? Well, I heard them the other day. Mum took us to her mate's house, told me some stories I'd take to the grave.
Maybe we should do a pod episode. Hear me out.
Oh,
that
no.
You have to like pay to watch. A mum can just tell all her stories.
No, I'd be cancelled. No, sorry. Not doing it. Like, paper, really love my job at the moment.
£10 ticket.
Guys, absolutely not.
That no. would be extraordinary.
No, because I would be cancelled.
And at the end, you get led off in handcuffs.
FBI turn up.
Yeah.
You accused me of shoplifting. I just don't know how you could say that.
It's a joke, Lee.
The roast has ended.
Yep.
Oh, no. I know they're going to be having chats in the car on the way home.
Is there anything he said that I thought was not true?
Just quickly to dive in, I just want to do a bit of cancelled courtroom.
Right. Yeah, let's move on to that before we tell you
what's going on.
The excitement of season two.
Cancelled courtroom this week. Who's done what? Do you know what cancelled courtroom is?
No, I ain't so got a clue.
We do it every week where the person in the house has been cancelled for their behaviour. Typically, when you're not here, mum says it's you. So you've got a chance to defend yourself here.
Like, who in the house? I said it was Dolly the other week. She was shitting everywhere. We've got to cancel
her. Who is it this week? I'd say you'd think it's me because I've taken your bedroom for 2 nights
in a row. Yeah, you've literally taken over the house.
And when I get that, you're not going in there. That's not going to be yours and Kane's room. That's my spare room. Just to let you know.
I wasn't speaking about that, man. But anyway.
For context at home, when I come home, the spare bedroom has a single bed and George's room has a double bed. So when Kane stays, we've got to have...
Room. It's his room.
It's not my bedroom. It's a spare room. There is not an imprint of my personality in that room. It's badly painted grey walls.
I think mum needs to be cancelled.
Why?
This week.
Why?
So I've had to go to the bottle bank twice this week.
Actually, I'd like to raise something. Have you drunk that rosé in the fridge yet?
No, I've put it in the wine fridge.
Okay, because I said to Kane, I'll give that 24 hours, that bottle.
No, it's in the wine fridge. Because it's a bit like, it's like Whispering Angel, and it's a bit strong.
Oh, I'm sure you won't mind throwing that back.
No, I'm not giving it back.
Okay, actually, another reason.
The gin lasted a week.
I'm not being funny. After the fact that I cooked you and your boyfriend dinner last 2 nights, yeah.
Okay, well,
yeah.
I did whack that pizza in the oven myself. Whilst, may I say, tell Dad about what you were doing when he was in the other room, on the phone about his tax and everything. What were you doing by the fridge? I've got video evidence. What were you doing?
I know. What was I doing?
What were you doing?
I don't know.
It involves a bottle of vodka. What were you doing?
Necking some AU. She don't even remember.
Oh, yeah.
She was necking vodka by the fridge at 5 o'clock at night.
And going, down.
Not the mini bottle.
Yeah.
I see it on the side.
Yeah.
She was necking it.
I forgot about that. So the champagne we had for Andonese.
I think that you've been cancelled this week.
No, I'll tell you who I'm cancelling this week.
Oh, go on.
Me.
George.
Why?
And I'll tell you why.
Right.
Dad bought them. I asked him to go and get them for me in Tesco's. 2 bathroom cleaners. One, but both...
Toilet gels or sprays?
No, but proper sprays. So for some reason, my one's nearly run out. So I thought, I'll swap it with your one because you probably haven't used it. It's not even been opened, which means you're not cleaning your bathroom.
I'm going to get photo evidence in this bathroom. It is spotless.
I clean your sink and toilet every day and I wipe it. So, but I refuse to break my back to get into that bath and get scum around the bottom. No, you're soapy.
It's just shampoo at the bottom of the bath.
Well, get it off then.
You're so...
And that's actually full up.
Order.
It's full up.
Order in the courtroom. I have to add in something about this. That bathroom is vile.
Well, you two broke
the bath. The bath panel is Dad.
Yeah.
You broke that.
Speak up for yourself now, Terrence.
You broke that bath panel.
No, you broke it because there was 2 people in the bath.
That never happened. You guys have spun a narrative. That never broke
you
like that.
You spun a narrative, Terry.
I don't know.
There is a hole in the bath panel.
And the little one said, I don't know how to spin the narrative.
That bathroom is vile. The blinds, there's like an inch thick of dust on the blinds.
I can't reach that far.
I bought you 2 dusters. Can I just say, you can't reach that. You can reach that because you buy anything a door-to-door salesman brings you, right?
Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday, sure, in fucking salmon on the doorstep. Guys, this guy once, she bought, 2 feather dusters from this guy on the doorstep, right? He never used them. House that she looks like a fucking haunted mansion, right? Then, yesterday...
I'm having a workout.
I'm in the kitchen.
I hear some guy talking about salmon.
I'm stroking Dolly and I can hear at the door, nah, don't eat sea bass, too expensive. I thought, what the fuck?
On to something more exciting, happier.
Tea on season 2.
Season 2, bigger, better than ever.
Set change.
All what you see now, it's gone.
Everything's going.
Mother Bags.
Overhaul.
Mother Bags, new co-host.
Mum will be joining every other week to co-host the podcast.
We're going to have a 6 set. Basically, get used to it now because it's going.
It's like this.
Anybody... would like to see me host a particular guest, if you'd like to maybe Write in. It's like
leave it in the comments. Let us know who you'd like to see Mum paired with. Yeah, as
also
a guest.
Just in guests in general. If you want any guests,
do
let us know.
You'd like me to sort of grill.
You haven't even had a drink in your slurry.
Oh, I'm tired today. I'm tired, yeah.
Can't eat after six.
Yeah.
Can't eat after six.
But yeah.
Set change. We might also be going on the road at some point this year.
Soon.
So that will be exciting. And there's lots of other things to look out for. But the main thing is, this is all going and we are elevating, aren't we?
We are. We've hit 100k and we thought, fuck it.
We said, let's go ham.
It's like Grace then.
Let's go ham. I might even gift something from one of these shelves to the viewers, to be honest. We should, George.
I suppose I'll take that home.
Oh, fucking hell.
Dirty old bastard.
George, we should pick one thing from these shelves and then gift. I might do the little CD.
I think
there.
You should put Louis's picture up in your flat.
That's yeah, potentially.
Above your bed.
Yeah. Mm. I'll give it to Dad. Kerry Katona's book. She's got OnlyFans.
But what we want to say is this is... Joe, this is our last pod.
Hey, fuck. Get me out of here.
This is our last pod before season
last
two
last proper pod, yeah.
However,
yeah.
We won't just be like leaving you guys in the lurch.
There's going to be some content in between.
There's
going
to be some content in between and then obviously the launch of season two, but...
We're having a party for that.
We can have a party in
it,
here.
Are you asking that because you just want a drink?
Of course you do.
No, because the last launch party you had.
I think for season two, whenever launch, we can have a drink in here for you.
The desks are going.
The last time
when
you had your launch party, because Arsenal were playing at home, it took me and Dad 2.5 hours to get there. We was there an hour.
We'll do another launch or something this year. Don't worry.
Don't worry, Lisa.
Yeah, can you get men to bring me in like an
we'll do that if we go on the road. We'll bring you in, get topless men painted in gold to
yes,
carry
guys.
In.
Da, da, da. Hey,
where are you going to find 10 men?
See, this is my life. He roasts me all the time.
Well, on that note...
And on that bombshell...
Thank you all for watching and supporting over the last year. And lots of exciting things to come. Keep your eyes peeled on our YouTube.
And I'll be on. You'll be seeing me a lot more of
You'll
me.
You'll be seeing a lot more of Mum.
Season one has been a blast. And yeah, we appreciate everyone viewing, commenting, liking, subscribing, everything.
Anything you want to say, Dad?
No, I'm fine as it goes.
Just say hello.
Hello. Bye. Hello.
But yeah, guys, if you've enjoyed, please like, comment and subscribe as always. And make sure you turn on post notifications.
And if you're listening on Spotify, make sure to rate us 5 stars. And we'll be back bigger than ever, better than ever.
What about the Apple thing?
Mum thinks you watch this on Apple TV.
This is why we're in the outro.
No, yeah, Apple
that's why you've been careful.
And Apple Podcast, yeah.
Podcast.
Wherever you get your podcast, hopefully you can find us and we will see you very soon.
Bye.
In season two. Goodbye.
See everyone.